I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Get back to the NFL. We left off with Bears-Giants, the big one this weekend. Let's go. What do you guys get? Anything in Jags-Eagles? I do got a couple things that really like. I can't wait to watch this game,
by the way. Great game.
And the Eagles have looked awesome, obviously. They're great in the trenches. Jalen looks like a legit MVP candidate. A.J. Brown, what a great pickup. They're 6.5-point favorites at home, and the total 45.5. Man, I hope that the weather just holds off because I played the over in this game. It's one of my favorite plays. What are you guys doing in this one, though?
Yeah, I hope the weather holds up, too, because I want to see this thing be exactly how we intended it to. Like, you look at, to me, first and foremost, let me just say what I did. I bought the 7.
Jags, the Jags?
Jags plus 7.
Same.
You see how the Lions were able to come back and make it a game against the Eagles in week one? Mm-hmm. That was on the ground, right? DeAndre Swift, 150 yards rushing. That opened things up for them on the through the air as well. They were able to come in and backdoor cover, right? I don't buy that. And I'm hearing a lot of people being like, oh, well, look at what the Jags did when they played the Commanders and look at what the Eagles did when they played the Commanders. First and foremost, that was week one. Totally different situation. Also, the Jags probably should have won that game. They're just figuring things out with the new head coach. And secondarily, like, that's just not how that thing goes. Like, matchups are different, right? And that was before the Jags beat the Chargers and shut out the Colts 24-0. I think Travis Etienne and James Robinson are going to be able to eat the same way that DeAndre Swift did. I think Trevor Lawrence is going to be able to get what he wants because even though Philly has a really good passing defense, you know, rush defense as well, I think that Trevor Lawrence, it's very common or it's very statistically true that he's the second fastest release time in the NFL. Like, his processing speed is ridiculous. So, and that's not like just checkdowns, right, to Travis Etienne. He's getting to his second, third, fourth read just like that. I think he probably is going to go down as one of the faster processors in the NFL, especially when Tom Brady retires, right? So, and as elite as Philly's offensive line is and how potent their offense are in general, the Jags have dudes on the defense as well, right? You've got Devin Lloyd, who's the PFF's best inside linebacker.
Utah legend.
Yep, Utah legend. You've got Josh Allen, who's one of the best edge rushers in the league as well. Right now, they have the number one best rush defense in all of the NFL, seventh best pass defense in all of the NFL in terms of DVOA. Trayvon Walker showing up in terms of why he was the number one overall pick. And then, like, you look at the amount of weapons that Trevor Lawrence is going to have, it's just a plethora. This feels like a very close game. This feels like a very closely, like, match game as well. I'm not sure why the Jags are getting 6.5 points, but I bought the 7, and I'm very happy with it.
Yeah, I love that. I played the Jags as well.
It's my first play.
You said something that was great in there, and I completely, like, it's the reason I actually played him, and the reason I like the over, and again, we got to wait for the weather. I'm looking at the update right now, so, and a couple player props I want to give out. So right now, Jacksonville, Philadelphia, 15 to 20 mile per hour winds and a chance of rain, so it's something we'll have to keep our eye on, because this is, like, one of the best over games to hit this weekend.
Yeah.
And you kind of, like, laid it all out right there, because Philadelphia, offensively right now, is a video game. Jalen is a video game. He did exactly what Josh Allen did last year and proved his accuracy. Like, that was the thing. People didn't know if he was going to be a more accurate quarterback. A.J. Brown, their best friends, huge pickup. And you look at this man, like, I went over 46. The total went up to 48.5. Now it's dropping because of the weather. We get the Doug revenge game. He goes back to Philly. You know he's going to have some tricks up his sleeve.
Totally.
I hope we get the Philly special. That'd be awesome to see. And you brought up something that was awesome, and it was, I mean, they've scored on over 40% of their drives, the Jags offense. Even in their week one loss to the Commanders, they moved the ball. There were some missed throws from Lawrence. He did throw a pick in that game. I played him under 13.5 receptions this year, interceptions. He's only got one so far this year. But you brought up the quick passes, and he's getting rid of the ball quickly. Under 2.5 seconds on those quick passes against the Chargers. And I know the Chargers are beat up, but last week, defensively, pretty much everybody went. Joey Bosa left that game early, but he played. J.C. Jackson played a little bit in that game. And on those quick passes under 2.5 seconds, Lawrence, 19 of 23 for 162 yards and a touchdown. The reason that matters going against the Eagles is because that's kind of what they allow you to do. You know, they're not going to let you beat them up top, but they'll give you those underneath throws, let you kind of pick them apart. They've been playing a lot of cover four and cover six zone this year. So if you go back to week one against the Lions, St. Brown had a monster game. He had 12 targets and 10 of those came from the slot. So what I did, I played the Jags because I really like the Jags. I played the over in the game. The weather is the only thing that scares me. And I played Christian Kirk props because he's going to line up probably in the slot 75% of these snaps. Look what Doug's done with him, man.
Yeah.
He's torched zone defenses already this season. And his receiving yards is only 62.5.
I love that play.
Give me Christian Kirk over 62.5 yards. I think he has at least 70 yards coming from the slot because that's where you could kind of take advantage of the Eagles. I do think the Eagles probably ultimately win this game. I don't want to bet against them right now, but I love this Jags team. Pete, you doing anything here?
Something I look to do when I bet the NFL is, especially when you have these games when, like, the AFC South is matching up with the NFC East. So you look, we've had two games so far this year where the Giants played the Titans. NFC East won. Washington played Jacksonville. NFC East won. So I just worry that there's a lot of Jacksonville love right now. Everything I turn into on TV, everywhere I listen, everybody loves Jacksonville plus 6.5. And look, they have 8 takeaways this season. Their turnover margins plus 7, best in the NFL. Outscored their opponents 62-10 in their last two games. Doug Peterson's return to Philly. So I get it. I mean, look, this is why so many people were kind of high on Jacksonville to start the season, because the talent was there. They kind of just needed the coaching to take them to that next level. But Philly just hasn't had to play like a four-quarter game yet. And that's the thing. I think this week they're going to have to play a four-quarter game. We're going to have to see them at their best in the second half. And if I had to pick a side, it'd probably be Philly. I'm not touching the game. But there's a lot of Jacksonville love out there. And the way the NFC East has looked against the AFC South this season tends to make me lean towards Philly.
I love Jacksonville right now. And I know it's early and this is really their first, like, real big test because the Chargers were so beat to you know what last week. But dude, they're the only team in the NFL right now, top 10, DVOA and defense and offense.
Insane.
And defense, I mean, Walker looks great. What a pick. Granted, I mean, I was going to say what a steal. It was the number one pick of the draft. But Devin Lloyd has been the steal of the draft. And I love that Utah defense, obviously. And they haven't really missed a beat without him. But man, he might lead the league in tackles this year. He's been great, Devin Lloyd. He's only a rookie, by the way.
And
too.
If you look at this NFL slate in general, which I'm doing right now, in terms of like ticket percentage versus like money percentage handle, like there's not that many games where there's a big variation. The only game that there's a huge piece of variation is really the Baltimore Bills game.
Really?
32%. 50% of the bets are on Baltimore, 82% of the money.
On Baltimore?
Mm-hmm.
Love to hear that.
Yeah.
I want to be on Baltimore.
But everything else is like 10%, 2%, 7%, 8%. So I was looking to see if there was how much money was on Jacksonville. Only additional 7%, 54% of the tickets and 61% of the handle.
It's such a tough week because all these lines have moved so much in these totals because of the weather. And also, I mean, these injury reports are ridiculous this week. So this game, no big injuries that are going to affect it. Are you guys doing anything the last game we got here in this slate? Are you doing anything in Jets? They are 3.5-point dogs on the road You're looking at a matchup where the Steelers are 3.5-point favorites, totals 41.5. Zach Wilson back this week for the Jets. Not worth a whole lot, according to the market. Is an upgrade. I'm staying away from this game. I actually kind of wanted to play the Jets, dude. I love their weapons. I don't know if Zach Wilson's any good. Last year, he's one of literally the worst quarterback in the league.
No, I like the Steelers quite a bit in this game.
Line's moved a little bit, huh?
Yeah, you could buy it down to 3. I still like it at 3.5. I think Joe Flacco gives the Steelers the Jets the better chance, at least in the first game back. There's going to be some rust there. Pittsburgh's offense has to get going, obviously. They have not been great at all. Just 4 offensive touchdowns through 3 games so far this season. The defense, obviously, without TJ Watt, it's not the same team. But this just feels like a game where it's going to be tough sledding for the Jets. And again, you talk about the Jets versus AFC North teams this season. Ravens beat them comfortably. Bengals beat them comfortably. The Browns were up 30-17 with 1:30 to go. So the Steelers probably should win this game by about a touchdown. I think this game's going to be like 20-13.
If they don't, Trubisky probably loses his job.
Yeah, probably does.
I'm hoping that he does. I want to see some Kenny Pickett.
I know, I do too. I'm not like rooting for Mitch to lose his job, but I am rooting kind of to see Kenny Pickett. It's just so crazy that we have a NFL draft where we haven't seen one quarterback yet from that draft.
Yeah.
The way that the league's been going.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.